This is In Demand. I'm Stu Tolan. It's Wednesday night and Labyrinth is my star guest. Hi, Lab.
What's going on, Mr. Stu?
What song was that you were just playing?
What song is this?
Yeah. Now, what were you just playing there? You can hold the guitar. We can have a little jam.
I just jumped.
Come and have a jam.
Where's yours?
Come on. Oh, really? I only know two chords. I know Wild Thing. I played it at church once. Didn't go down too well. True story. No, because on Christmas Day, right, you get a present, then you have to take it to church, and then you have to go up the front and show everyone your present.
Yeah.
And I had got a guitar, and so I went up there, but the only song I knew was Wild Thing.
Is that, how do you run it?
I think it's A. That's it. Wild Thing. You make my heart sing.
Sing it, brother.
You make everything. Now. Labyrinth, you dead, my boy. See, if you'd come to church with me that morning, I would have got a much better response than me doing it by myself. Now, I'm going to be honest. We haven't met before. We've chatted on the phone a few times.
We haven't, yeah.
But the last time you were in Demand was October 2012.
A while ago, my friend.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I know. It's definitely been a while.
Why the big hiatus?
I love
just,
it.
Were you over things?
The way you said it to me was like, I've missed work for 2 years. Like, where have you been?
We've been waiting, like, you know?
You know, I've been working, man. It's been good though. We've written some really, really exciting records, and we're going for that big stuff, man. And we want to make records that are like really exciting, and the fans listen and just go, yes, this is power. That's what I want to hear.
And is it your material you're working on, or are you working with other people?
I worked on my own material. Worked on records with other artists as well.
All right, can you tell us who you've been working with, or what's going on?
I worked with Ed. I worked with Emily Sande. I worked with CR.
I watched
Paul Lapworth as well.
I watched CR perform the other day on Chelsea Lately.
She's insane.
She performed backwards.
Yeah, of course she always does.
I've never seen that before.
Oh yeah. She's that girl. She's like, I'm a singer, I don't care about it. You don't need to see my face.
And the thing is, I only went halfway through the set and I had a few wines and I was like, what am I watching here? Is Cousin Ed back in the female form? What's going on?
But she's a great singer.
Yeah, it was amazing.
She goes in.
Oh, wow, this is exciting. All right, now, in the two-year process where you were playing PlayStation and hanging out.
No, basically.
Where did Let It Be pop in? How was that? Where did that process?
Basically, my label kind of came in and they were like, Lab, I know you bought all this amazing new equipment and you've got loads of new guitars and pianos and stuff like that, but do you think you could start making an album, Lab? And I was like, oh yeah, let me get a single going. But we just wanted to make a record that, like, I think I felt a lot of pressure coming back because it's exciting, but it makes you feel like, it feels like the first time when you go on stage, when you release the first single of your album, it's like, oh, how's this going to go? Let's see how it goes, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's kind of what the first record is about. It's kind of like just put it out there and let the people hear it, you know?
And I've heard a rumour that M9 might be getting back together. And that was an old band that you and your family used to perform or used to, you know, kind of jam together. Is that right?
My family, all nine of us had a singing group. And I used to make some of the music. My brother used to make some music. But they're all so busy. My brother's playing drums for me at the moment. My sister's singing with Naughty Boy. My other brother's playing with Wretch. Like, they're all over the place. But I gathered them together, actually, Camden.
All right.
At Camden, we did, like, a show in the middle of Camden. It's on YouTube. You can check it out. It's, like, if you just put Labyrinth Camden in,
cool.
You'll see this wild little pop-up performance we did in Camden. It was mad cool, man.
And that was just the family?
Yeah. Most of them basically were my family. So it kind of definitely was, like, a little bit of a family affair.
Because it must have been crazy. You had nine siblings, is that right?
Yeah. I don't know how my mum did it, man.
Yeah.
That's super mum right there.
And when you growing up, was it all pretty musical? In the
Yeah, really, really. Like, if you stood in the middle of my house, you would have heard, like, so many different sounds going on. Like, it's just like a mesh of different styles of music, like, just happening. One playing drums and, like, bass downstairs. The other's upstairs harmonising. It was, like, basically like a music studio.
All right, Labyrinth, we're going to play a little game. Keith Lemon was on the show last night, and of course, he's the host of Through the Keyhole.
Okay.
And we're going to give it a bit of a go with you, okay?
Okay, I would love to try it.
All right, in front of you is a big pop star, an artist, you know, someone famous. Yep. And you just have to describe what it would be like walking through their house. And I have to guess who it is.
Okay.
Okay, here's a little example. This is Keith Lemon playing last night.
Well, I'm just walking into a lovely living room. It's very nice. There's a dartboard with a picture of Katie Price on it with darts in it. there's lots of toys, so it's definitely a family home. And I expect this person really loves their kids, mate.
All right, so you kind of get how it goes?
Yeah, I definitely get how it goes.
All right, okay, let's play Through the Keyhole with Labyrinth.
Okay, I'm walking through the door. The door is, like, probably more expensive than, you know, someone's car.
Okay.
You walk through... there's a lot of high-waisted trousers in there just laying on the floor.
I think I've got this one. would it pop? Okay, you know, give me one more. I'm just going to make sure.
There's some audition papers sitting there somewhere in the corner of the room.
Would there be a lot of white shirts by chance?
100
never been
white
used.
Shirts.
100 white never. Shirts with the tag still on. Labyrinth, I'm going to lock in Simon Cowell.
100%, bro.
Hey, all right. He's got a door made of gold.
I love the way you got it. As soon as I said high-waisted trousers, you were like, yeah, I know who that is.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Through the keyhole, round two.
How can I explain this? Okay. There was definitely a wall with Russell Brand's face sitting there somewhere with an X over his face. And...
that narrows it down, actually. He's scored a few hearts in the industry, hasn't he?
100%. There's going to be some cherry chapstick on the side. And then there is a Pharaoh's crown somewhere sitting in,
Sam
the, in the living room.
No,
it's not. Yeah, there's just like a box of fireworks in our basement.
Katy Perry! Yes!
Of course, my friend.
Right. Well, the Russell Brand thing, that could be... there's a lot of women he's broken hearts.
Yeah, no, he has broken a lot of hearts, man. He's broken one of my friends' friend's hearts.
Did he?
Yeah. He's a dirty birdie. Biggest hits, biggest stars on In Demand.